there's so many times that you're going to question yourself based on you not fitting in other people's boxes, right? And this is where you have to dig so deep inside of you to really begin to trust yourself. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is the struggle with trusting yourself and the reason why you probably don't trust yourself and why you definitely need to start trusting you. Because if you don't trust yourself, you're going to constantly seek validation from other people.
Hey, amiga. Welcome to the Fearless Mujer podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks, because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table. It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito, hermosa, and let's do this.
Hermosa, welcome to this week's episode of The Fearless Mujer. So I want to share something with you really quick. I have been doing this challenge. I've been part of this 10-day challenge on Instagram, and it's really been helping me dig a lot deeper into my most authentic self. And sometimes that's really uncomfortable. And I know that a lot of you all follow me, you listen to this podcast, and you know, I've gotten messages from many of you who have shared that you love that I just don't hold back. I'm bold. I say what I'm thinking. Not always, because there's a lot of things that I think that I'm like, probably shouldn't say that. But you all really admire that about me, right? That I'm just myself, that I'm real. And I'll tell you what, sometimes it works against me because not everyone appreciates someone who is just who they are, right? One of my experiences is that, you know, because I am a woman of faith, right? I do love Jesus. I'm a follower, believer. I don't necessarily really fit into that cookie cutter kind of church Christianity. And I'm also not super out there with embracing all kinds of different beliefs. I respect everyone's beliefs, but I'm pretty firm and solid on why I believe what I believe and why I just continue to live my life to honor God in the way that I believe he wants me to. Now, I am not perfect and I don't do everything right. I make mistakes just like anyone else. But here's the thing. There is a difference from the authenticity of loving God, of worshiping God versus religion and church. And this is not what this episode is about. This is just something that I'm sharing with you because part of that is that not everyone has agreed with choices or things that I've said online. Even the fact that I don't just listen to Christian music, right? I love my Spanish, Mexican, Norteño. I love that, right? Because it's part of my culture and my roots. So I want to share this with you because there's so many times that you're going to question yourself based on you not fitting in other people's boxes, right? And this is where you have to dig so deep inside of you to really begin to trust yourself. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is the struggle with trusting yourself and the reason why you probably don't trust yourself and why you definitely need to start trusting you. Because if you don't trust yourself, you're going to constantly seek validation from other people. And amiga, I just want you to know that you don't have to live your life that way. It is the worst feeling in the world when you're constantly seeking validation and caring about what other people think. You're so freaking worried. It's like you're looking back constantly at, you know, hey, do you approve of me? And there's a reason why, okay? Now, here's why I'm sharing this, because doing this challenge that I've been doing on social media has solidified and confirmed once again to me that I am on the right path. Okay. Let me tell you, honestly, most of you all see my brand as this very inspirational, wholesome, right? Very fun, creative type of brand. And I purposely branded it that way when I was in the beginning stages of being coached and really beginning to understand the voice of my brand and the life that I wanted it to reflect and what it really was, right? Because I'm not my brand. I'm the face of it, but I'm not my brand. The brand is not my identity. Fearless Mujer is what I've been building for the past 4 years, but it's not who I am. It's not my identity, right? I know how to separate myself from it. But yes, a lot of what it is part of what I believed I needed at some point in my life. And I know it's been what other mujeres have needed, because if it wasn't, I wouldn't have the listeners that I have. I wouldn't have the community that I have, and I wouldn't have the clients that I have and I have had, right, in the past. So here's why I'm wanting to share this, and it's going to come full circle in a second. You have to trust yourself, because from that place, you are going to be able to authentically and confidently build the things that you want to build, start the projects that you want to start, and you're going to begin to walk in the way that you want and create the life that you want. Now, why did I start talking about how I don't necessarily fit in, you know, this church box, right? I've been criticized, you guys. I have been talked about. It's gotten back to me. You know, there's things that have been said about me and just some of my work. And, you know, I understand anytime that happens that it's not a reflection of me. It's not necessarily that something's wrong with me. Here's what happens when you hear that someone's talking about you or what you're trying to do. And this is why I'm sharing this. Because a lot of times in the early stages of you beginning to build something, right? Of you questioning, is this idea a good thing? Should I do this? Is this worth it? People make their comments. And here's what happens. This is when I talk about that motivational high. When you're pumped, when you're inspired because you just read a book or you listen to a podcast and you're like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the thing. But then somebody says something, right? And you're like, never mind, forget it. Your worth is attacked. That's really what's happening. And you give in. The discouragement hits you. You give in because you're not trusting yourself. Because if you did, you wouldn't care what they thought. Okay? So here's why I'm sharing this. Because if right now, in the beginning stages of you starting something, a project, a business, a ministry, whatever it is, if you right now in the beginning stages are going to give up because of what somebody said, then you're not going to make it in the middle of your journey as you've built and you're still building and you're working towards whatever it is that you're working towards. So why am I sharing this? Because I want you to not give up. I want you to trust yourself so much that you don't care what people say. And this is such a very near and dear topic to me. I'm so passionate about this. I probably said that all wrong, near and dear. You get me, girl. Here's the thing. I was a girl. I made a post about this, and it kind of made me cry while I posted this. And it's because I probably wouldn't share this with everybody, right? I don't care what people think, okay? I don't. And if my brain ever tries to go there, I don't entertain it. I remind myself and I affirm myself exactly what I teach my clients. Because your brain wants information, I go into this whole thing with my clients, right? Your brain wants information. It's always going to want it. I make this joke that this is why women are so good at finding out if someone cheated on them, because your brain wants information based on that thought. So you have the choice to give it negative information or positive information. And that's on you, right? But if you've only learned to think negative and affirm negative thoughts, then you're going to have this negative story that you've created, and it's a whole thing. All right. So this is something that I teach my clients. Your brain wants information. It wants facts. So the minute my brain starts to try to default to, and see, I've practiced this so much that it's so normal to me. But the minute my brain tries to default to a thought of like, oh, what my people say, I catch it, I know it, and I give it information. And this is the information that I give it. Nobody has walked in my shoes. Nobody has experienced the pain and heartache I've experienced. Nobody has had the courage that I've had in moments to actually pick myself up when nobody was there and keep fighting, keep going. Now, this is why my faith is so important to me. This is why I love God so much, because God has been my lifeline, prayer and worship, and knowing that my past and the things people may have said about me at one point, the judgment, the rejection, none of that defines me. Why? Because I am not who I was. I'm not bound to who I was. I've done the work to become who I am today. So as a former girl who hated herself at one point in her life, right? I had no education back in the day. Later I got educated, right? But I had no education. I was just waiting tables. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but that's really all I had going for myself, that I was really amazing at my work. Okay. And I've always been a people person. But I was a single mother. Like, I mean, I really had nothing going for myself except, I mean, I was pretty responsible, right? I took care of myself, had my own place, but I was also living this very fast party lifestyle, getting drunk every weekend. And I was a borderline alcoholic at 23. So, you know, part of my testimony, this is why I came to Jesus, right? Because I tried everything. And I'm not perfect. I've gone through a lot of things. But it's been my lifeline, because I know that there was something that shifted, right? And here's the thing, that something I posted, that I don't claim to love God because I'm a holy roller. I don't claim to love God because I'm perfect and I think I'm better. No, I love God because the minute I began to understand that Jesus forgave me for all my mess ups, that He saw me for who I could be, not for who I was in the moment. It shifted my mindset back then, what, 15 years ago. So that's something that really set me free. It was understanding that I was not bound to my past, that my past did not define who I was, that I could choose to have a different life, that I could choose to be better and do better and make better choices. And this is why my faith is so important to me. So part of that is why I don't care what people think about me, because I know that I'm not bound to who I was. I have freedom. I see myself as God's daughter, and no one's going to tell me different. And because of that, I know that I can create a life that honors God. I can use the gifts He gave me to give back, to help others. And the reason I share this, right? I know this probably sounds like a Bible study. I'm just keeping it real with you, okay? If you're not there in your faith walk and you're like, I don't even know, I walked away from church, or I don't even know what you're talking about. It's okay, girl, just stick around. This is a no judgment zone, right? If I'm free to say what I need to say, this is the space that is created here. You're free to say what you want to say. And that's how it is, right? We can agree to disagree, whatever the case may be. That's one of my core values and beliefs, is faith. Now, this is why understanding these things about yourself, what you believe, regardless of what people tell you or if they disagree, it only makes you stronger and freer. But in addition to that, you have to heal. You have to heal the parts of yourself that have not been healed, the parts that you will dare not go. One of the things that I talked about in my book, Dear Fearless Muhadi, You Were Created for More, was all the band-aids that we have. How, you know, we have unhealed wounds and we just put a band-aid on it like a little kid. And what ends up happening is that you haven't healed that. The minute that one band-aid wants to come off that wound, you're going to put another one over that. And you're walking around with band-aids because you haven't healed. But yet you want to be empowered, but you haven't healed. Do you see how that doesn't even make any sense? There is no wholeness in being unhealed. There is no wholeness when there are unhealed parts of you. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the minute you want to pursue your dreams, start something new, just like we're talking about, right? The minute that you want to do these great and amazing things and you have not healed certain parts of yourself, guess what? You're going to quit and you're going to give up because there's parts of you that are not healed. This is why when someone comes along to discourage you, you give in and you listen because you haven't healed. And when you haven't healed, you don't have the freedom or the authority to truly trust yourself. You see what I'm saying? So here's what happened. Okay. I know for me, and maybe this is your experience, I'm not here to say that every Latina had the same experience growing up, but most of us as a whole community have had a lot of things that we experienced that were very similar. So for me, I was raised by a very authoritative father, okay? And he was my way or the highway, iron fist kind of parenting. I love him so, so much. I learned a lot of good things from him. He taught me to respect myself, to serve others, to be hospitable. He taught me a lot of really amazing things. And it was not easy for him to raise a girl by himself. I've always been a little loquita, right? So I know it wasn't easy for him. I had a lot of emotional problems growing up. I didn't understand it at the time because, you know, I just kind of was trying to figure things out on my own. Sports was a big outlet for me. But I had a lot of emotional problems because of me, the dynamics of my home. But all that to say that I was taught to, no questions asked, just do what you say, ask for permission. Like a lot of us growing up in traditional immigrant and Latino households. And maybe if you're not Latina, you may have had a parent like that as well. So when you have that, right, and you carry that with you, you take that into adulthood. And now you are waiting for somebody to tell you it's okay. Yes, go ahead. You're waiting for permission. You're waiting for validation. And when you're doing that, you're not trusting yourself. You're not just saying, And here's a test. Okay, here's an activity for you, or a purposeful test, like I tell my clients. If you tell yourself, oh yeah, let's just kind of make an example here. I'm going to start that clothing company. I'm going to start that t-shirt business. Yeah, that's a great idea. Let me do it. And you're cool about it, right? For a few weeks, maybe a few months. And then you're like, dang, let me ask my grandma what she thinks. Let me ask my tia so-and-so what she thinks. See, here's where you have to figure out the fine line, okay? There's a fine line between asking for advice or support or just wanting someone to encourage you versus you pause because you're waiting for someone to say, oh yeah, mija, that's good. Oh wow, you're so smart. You're waiting for affirmation and validation. And when you're doing that, you're not trusting yourself. So I'm giving you little examples of why you don't trust yourself. This is why I'm so big on advocating for making space for you. You may have seen me talk about that and you're like, what does that even mean? It means what it says, making space for you. Okay, here we go. Example time, right? Activity moment. Are you a mom? Okay, or maybe you are responsible for caring for someone else. And you are tired because there's a lot going on in your world. And you maybe fantasize in the car about getting away just for a few days by yourself, renting a hotel, Airbnb, I don't know, going somewhere, just you, turning your phone off. It's just you, yourself, and you. And you fantasize, what would that be like? But then there's this part of you that feels really bad for if she does it. So now you have guilt. This can be mom guilt. There's some guilt in there. Cause you're like, oh, but I gotta do this for them. But there's this guilt attached to what you desire. So every choice you make is for other people, not for you. At the end of the day, what's left of you? There is no way that you've learned to make space for yourself. And this is so dangerous because you're not pouring into your own cup. How do you want to empower people and help others if you're not pouring into your own cup? Do you see what I'm saying? So you have to trust yourself enough to be able to set healthy boundaries and say, hey, this is what I need to do, because otherwise you are going to burn yourself out. And if you are there, maybe this is resonating with you. This is why I advocate and I teach my clients, you got to make space for you. Because the minute that you begin to trust yourself, you begin to make space for you, you begin to set healthy boundaries, you begin to make choices that are based on your needs. And hey, listen, I'm not a person that's all about, hey, be selfish. That's not at all what I'm promoting here. But you have to be able to differentiate what is selfish and what is not. And if you're questioning, is it selfish for me to, you know, go to somewhere on my day off, go to the coffee shop and sit there for hours and read and whatever the case may be, is it selfish for me to sit down and watch TV and watch a movie and relax? Is that so? If you're questioning, then something is not okay. You have not learned to make space for yourself. You got to switch your mindset. Because once you start switching your mindset, I promise you, you're going to trust yourself. And once you start trusting yourself, I promise you, you're going to experience freedom. And once you start to trust yourself, you're going to trust yourself enough to say, I need to heal these parts of myself. Okay? Because honestly, if I can honestly say this, you will not experience true freedom until you have begun to heal. And healing is not fun. Healing sucks. Healing hurts. It's uncomfortable. You're going to confront parts of yourself that are very scary and you didn't even know was there. All right. I'm telling you the truth. And this is why, going back to what I was saying, I don't hold space for the opinions of others. I really don't. At this point, I don't. Because I am the only one who knows the work I had to do and how hard it was for me to heal. And then get to a place where I no longer hated the woman I was, but I loved the woman I was. If you ask me today, what do you love about yourself? I would tell you in a heartbeat. I love that I have been able to take all the BS life has thrown my way and use it as a tool to help you, to help others. I love that when people hurt me now, I can walk with grace and just let it be and let go. And it's not easy, trust me. But there's this grace attached to healing and trusting yourself. There is grace. We have not learned to give ourselves grace. And it's unfortunate. Amiga, I want you to know what it feels like to trust yourself. To really just trust yourself. To not doubt yourself. To not go down this road of your thoughts spiraling out of control because you're creating all these little negative stories from your one thought. Just know that trusting yourself is possible. I don't care if you're 35 and you're listening, you're 40, you're 43, however old you are. You can heal and trust yourself. And you may have already done a lot of work. That's why you're here. You're on a journey or you've already done some inner work. Let me tell you, we're never going to fully arrive. We are ever evolving. So I want to encourage you today more than anything to trust yourself, to not second guess yourself, to celebrate yourself. Even if you think it's something so small that you did, it's not a big deal. Do not minimize your journey. Do not dim your light. Do not dim down the gifts God gave you. You're here for a bigger purpose. I promise you, the minute you shift the way you're seeing yourself, everything changes. I want to see you pursue your goals and dreams because I once was that girl. Everything I'm telling you, right? I'm being real with you. I hated myself. I didn't trust myself. It took years of a lot of work and I'm still working and growing, right? Because I also go through things, but I know how to rise now. And that's why I continue doing the work that I do, because you deserve to rise. You deserve to trust yourself. You deserve to reach a point in life where you're like, man, I freaking love myself. Where what happens around you and your circumstances don't define you. You deserve that. So listen. I hope that this episode blessed you and I hope that you shared with an amiga, prima. I always say something powerful happens when we lift each other up and it's true. In a world, in a culture, in a society where we're taught to step on other people, to compete, to compare, to, you know, tear down people with our words, lifting other people up, other women, it is the most graceful, empowering thing you could do. Because that girl next to you, that girl that you stalk on social media, she's not your threat. She is an asset. And everyone doesn't have this mindset, and that's okay. But that woman with those gifts that you admire is an asset. And I promise you, you have gifts that that woman needs, whoever it is, right? Because I'm just saying from experience and professionally, everybody has someone that they really admire. And if you're not careful, it can turn into jealousy. And then we don't roll like that over here, right? But listen, I want to encourage you. And I wanted to also mention something. I had talked about the Be Her coaching program for aspiring coaches. So I stopped talking about that because I'm actually going to be creating a course. And I'll tell you more as it gets closer. Just to help you, I have this course that's a little bit, it correlates a lot with my first book, but It's going to be retired soon, just put it that way. So pretty soon I'll have a new course for you and I will give you more details about that. I also have an introductory coaching package. It used to be 6 weeks, 5 weeks. I added a week. It's 8 weeks now. I would love to tell you more about it if that's something that you're like, man, I want to learn how to make space for me. I want to heal, be empowered. I need a level of my confidence. And I'm just tired of not trusting myself. I'm tired of worrying about what everybody else thinks. Whatever it is for you, amiga, this is a package that is really tailored to you, to where you're at on your journey. This is a great way to make space for yourself. It is a great start. And we do mindset work in here. So if you're down for that, send me a message on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also go to fearlessmujer.com/contact. Check out some of my stuff on there. And if you have any questions, again, just hit me up. Also, if you have not subscribed to the podcast on Apple, please do so. It would mean the world to me. All right, amiga, God bless you. I will talk to you again.
Amiga, did this cafecito chat encourage you and uplift you? Hey, girl, if you found value in today's episode, do me a big favor. Share it to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also share this episode with your amigas and primas by texting them the link. You know what I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And if you found value in this episode, do me a big favor. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It would mean the world to me, but it would also help me continue to create content that would best support you. All right, amiga, God bless.